Hello and welcome to the Urban Spinster broadcast, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. I am your host, Sadia Sanders. I am a single life expert using my experiences as a single woman to teach other singles to live their lives confidently. So today is our first episode, and I wanted to get into some of the things that singles must do in order to be confident in your single season. And one is to practice some patience. And that is difficult for someone like me who likes to get things done. I'm a task-oriented person. I cannot stand meetings where you just talk and talk and talk and there's other work that's piling up because you're at this meeting. And at the end of the meeting, what have we accomplished? Same thing with group projects in school. You are responsible for this one project and everyone has their part, but to get it done, you have to kind of do the work of someone else because they're just lagging behind. And as singles, we can start to get impatient when we're not seeing our love lives progressing the way that our friends or family or the way we've been conditioned by society seems to, it's just not going in those directions. So we want to rush things, especially if you're a single woman over 30. We've been conditioned to want to be married by a certain age, have kids by a certain age, and if that hasn't happened, you kind of get a little antsy and you try to force things. And one thing you have to do to be confident in this season of singleness is to just kind of let things be and just let it happen naturally. You can't get caught up in the rhetoric of your friends and family and social media that says, you know, something is wrong with you if you have not been married by this point. And I've made a lot of mistakes by entertaining people that I knew from the beginning I shouldn't even have been dealing with. But I did so because I didn't want to be, I feared the alone. I feared, you know, what people would say kind of thing, which leads me into the next point, which is you really have to stop caring about what other people think and just do you. You will be met with those questions that, well, why aren't you married by now? You know, people assume that I am married that don't really know me because I'm quote unquote well put together, as if I couldn't be as fly, as financially stable without a man. It's as if I'm doing this because of someone else, which is not true at all. But you really have to stop caring about people's opinions, people saying that, you know, you should be focusing on trying to get a man or to get a ring if you are dating someone. Let it progress naturally and always follow your instinct. If you feel something is off, question it. Don't stuff your feelings down or ignore your gut instincts because you're trying to preserve this relationship out of fear that you'll be alone, or just because you don't want anyone to question your worthiness. You know what's right in your heart, and if you don't follow that because you're listening to other people tell you you're being too picky or you're always looking for something or whatever, it is going to end badly and you'll wind up alone anyway and prolonging the inevitable. But you can be alone and be happy, which is the whole point of this brand, Urban Spinster, is to teach you how to be okay being with yourself. If you can't enjoy your own company, why would someone else? So those are my two tips for today. You can get more into this topic on my website, urbanspinster.com. I have a course library there. You can follow me on Instagram at xourbanspinster. Twitter, same thing, xourbanspinster. And, you know, let me know your thoughts on these things. And opt in so that you can get access to my private Facebook group that is only for those who have opted in via my website, urbanspinster.com. All right, thanks. Have a great day.